In Congress, Republicans Chris Gibson and Nan Hayworth are running for second terms in newly redrawn districts against fiercely competitive Democratic challengers. Hayworth is up against former Clinton White House aide Sean Patrick Maloney in the battle for the new 18th congressional district, which includes Orange and Putnam counties, along with portions of Dutchess and Westchester. The 19th congressional district unites the Catskills, where Gibson is fighting off a challenge from the former chairman of the Ulster County Democratic Committee, Julian Schreibman, with the latest Siena poll showing Schreibman surging to within striking distance of Gibson. Schreibman is out on the streets.
It's a beautiful day in the Hudson Valley and the Catskills. We're hearing great reports about turnout, and I'm just having a great day getting out and speaking to voters and ensuring that they're exercising their right and encouraging them, of course, to vote for a voice for our middle-class families here in this region.
In Senate races, polls favor Kirsten Gillibrand over Republican challenger Wendy Long. The 41st Senate seat representing Dutchess and Putnam counties has long been held by veteran lawmaker Stephen Saland. After 32 years in office, Saland's key vote for same-sex marriage last year almost cost him the ballot. He won the Republican primary by slim numbers against Neil DiCarlo and lost the conservative line to DiCarlo. He is endorsed by Governor Andrew Cuomo. Political observers believe that if DiCarlo can snag 20% of the vote, Democratic challenger Terry Gibson has a solid chance of winning. In the new 42nd Senate District, longtime incumbent John Bonacek is running unopposed for a seventh term. The new 46th District is sought by Republican Assemblyman George Amador and Democrat Cecilia Kacik. The Times Union reports the two are neck and neck in polling. In the 51st, Republican James Seward is battling Democrat Howard Lieb. In the 99th Assembly District, encompassing parts of Dutchess, Putnam, and Westchester, Goshen Mayor Republican Kyle Roddy faces Woodbury Town Board member Democrat James Skoufis in a bid to replace retiring Republican Assemblywoman Nancy Calhoun. Skoufis is also knocking on doors today, touting bipartisanship as a new normal in government.
I'm always willing to reach across the aisle. If Republicans got a good idea, I'm going to support them. If a Democrat's got a good idea, I'm going to support them. We expect it's going to be a close race, but you know, we're talking about the important issues that matter to people right now, getting jobs back to Orange and Rockland counties, lower property taxes.
The new 101st Assembly District is a long, narrow one stretching from Oneida to Orange County. Republican Assemblywoman Claudia Tenney faces Democrat Daniel Carter. She may have a geographical edge. Tenney is from New Hartford, but has a law practice in the Dutchess County town of Clinton. The battle for the new 102nd Assembly District pits former Albany police spokesman Jimmy Miller against 127th District incumbent Pete Lopez, another close one, as the candidates are said to see eye to eye on many issues. Election watchers say the closeness of many of the races is another reason to get out and vote. Anne Marie Kelly is the Democratic commissioner in Rockland County, where lines of voters are long.
It's a heavy, heavy turnout. My take on it was basically the parents are so shut in for over a week, they're actually coming to the polls with their kids. They're happy to get out of the house because the schools are not open yet. We have a long line in the back lobby looking for court orders from the judge. The judge is currently sitting right now.
What do those court orders pertain to?
People that didn't bother to register timely, and they can come and make their pitch to the judge and see if he'll give them a court order which allows them to go to the polls, give the election inspectors the court order, authorized and signed by the judge, and they can vote on the machine if he chooses to do that. All our polling places are open, except for one. We just had to move to another location.
In New York, polls are open through 9 p.m. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.